Hey, you got the morning show with Aaron. That's 6:60. Don't forget your roots. And welcome to the studio, Marie.
Thank you, Aaron. Atamaria.
So, Marie is our local counsellor therapist, and we talk every couple of weeks about this and that. And this week, that song, Don't Forget Your Roots, that's what Marie wants to talk about today.
I sing it.
Well, not the song, but the message. Don't forget your roots.
I think that I was just thinking about how transient we are.
Transient.
Yeah, that's the word. Well done. thank you for that correction. I'm all good. Okay, so yes, I was thinking about how we move around a lot.
Yes.
And, you know, I was looking back into, you know, when we were living in family units or family homes, and we kind of lived and grew up in family homes, and we had grandparents around us. And
You're talking extended families.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Okay. And we kind of grew up under that family environment, and I was just thinking about how we're moving around a lot, and I'm just wondering, you know, do we know where we come from these days? And I'm just wanting to encourage people to remember their history, remember their roots, my friend. That's that song.
Yeah.
Where you come from, because sometimes when we get lost in the world, we get lost in trying to figure things out, it's good to look back and remember some of our ancestors and gather some of the strength that they may have had within ourselves. Mm.
So when you say where we're from, are you talking the land, the culture,
it's an interesting
country,
one, isn't it?
It's a multi-dimensional question, I guess.
It is. So, you know, it's our tūranga waewae, our place of standing. And for some, that is the place that we're born, is our place of standing. That's our tūranga waewae, where we, that's what we know, where we come from.
So I went back to the place I was born and was very unmoved. But I was born in Aylesbury in the UK. My parents left and came back to New Zealand because they were New Zealanders. When I was 3 weeks old. So right. I thought this was going to be some big thing, and I went there and I was just like, oh, okay, it's just another town, and it happens to have a lot of roundabouts. That was its biggest feature that I could see. So that's not my place of standing. I guess I worked out.
Yeah, but and so you've looked at it as a place where, you know, that I was from here, but it goes a bit deeper than that, because that land has been stood on by your ancestors for many generations. So when we look at our roots, where we come from, it's more than just looking at the place where we were born. It's looking at our history there, and there is history there. So you're English, is that right?
No,
what are you?
Excuse me.
Okay. Yeah, I tell you, I'm no good at this stuff.
No, I know I said I was born in England, but 3 weeks later, I was 3 weeks old and I came back to New Zealand.
Okay, so you don't want your English roots at all?
Well, the passport was handy when I was young and I was travelling.
Well, there you go.
But I don't know. No, I don't identify as English.
No, interesting.
At all. No, I'm very disgruntled to be identified as English, actually.
That's a lot
Sorry,
of trauma
all you
there.
English people out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of trauma there. Okay, so for
that's funny.
Sorry, for many of us,
I've been trolled by a counsellor. Look out, folks. It's like I'm in trouble now.
Yeah, no, that's all right. I mean, there's a lot of resistance there, and I don't know what that's about. And I get it, because I actually look back sometimes at my where I come from, and I'm not so happy in the history that might be sitting there. But again, I want to kind of narrow it down to, yes, we can look at that general history of where we come from and our roots, but I want to look at your own history, the people in your whānau, the people in your family, your heritage, your family line. Because when we narrow it down to that, now we're looking at individual members that we relate to, that we're connected to. And so to give you a picture around this, I think for me, I've always been a person who, I don't know, I like to push forward. I like to make new ground. It's never an easy thing, but if I have a plan in my head, I tend to be able to move forward to create that, and I will do the things that are needed to be done for that to happen. And it's just something in me. I don't know where it comes from, but there's this strength in me to even though I might be crumbling inside, there's a tenacity in me that keeps moving forward. And my life's been like that, somebody who can move forward. And luckily for me, my mum, before she passed on, she did this incredible genealogy of our history of our part of our family. And within that, she found eight generations that we've had in New Zealand. And one of those families, she had a picture of an old woman who was standing outside, looked like a shack, and she had some chickens in front of her and she was feeding them, and she was looked like she was wearing sackcloths and she looked really gnarly. She looked like a man. I mean, she was a really rough-looking woman.
Yeah.
And anyway, she's part of my lineage, part of my history, part of my genealogy, and she was one of the first of my family to come over here and be the pioneers, so to speak, to be the ones breaking ground, putting the vegetables in and trying to do farm life, and she was one of those. And I look at her and I think, and I look at that picture and I think, man, the tenacity in that woman. She's, you know, hard life, and yet able to push through and live the way she lived. She came over from England to live this life in New Zealand with her husband.
I wonder what life was like in Europe at that time, that going to a country that had no urban infrastructure or farms or anything. I'm wondering what life was like in Europe that seemed like a good idea, or maybe they didn't realise quite that they were going to be like dumped on the edge of a forest and expected to civilize the nation.
I think
as they probably said back then.
Yeah, I think that back then too. I think you got sent to New Zealand if you stole things.
Yeah, I got that in my history. Yeah, totally.
Is that in our history books? Okay. Some came over because they wanted to start a new life. For whatever reason that may have been, they wanted to make that journey.
Because the old life wasn't that great.
Maybe. And new adventures, a new country maybe was exciting. And no idea of what big cities look like. So, you know, back then it was a different way of thinking. You weren't thinking of probably producing what we've got today. They were just thinking of producing farms and food and doing community. But I, you know, looking back at that picture for me has given me a strength when I look, and it's made me want to look further into my family. And there's many individuals in there that I look at with, I'm just so rapt that they're in my family line. I'm like, yeah, they give me strength because I'm here because of them. You know, if they hadn't done what they did, I wouldn't be here. And so the fact that they were able to push through and create what they created, I'm here and I can look back at that and go, wow, part of what they've got lives in me, has been transferred to me. And so, yeah, I just want to encourage people to, you know, often these days we know, you know, lucky to know mum and dad, lucky to know our grandparents in many ways who, you know, and that's about as far as we go. My encouragement is to look a bit deeper, go a bit further. What are your family roots? Where do you come from? And yes, your grandparents might have been born here, but where were the other generations from? And where did you start? Try and go back as far as you can to get an indication of your roots, and you will find an amazing journey there of a history of people that you can look at. And these are your whānau, this is your family, and there is an amazing wealth sitting of knowledge sitting in that. So in this world that we live in, where we're moving around and we're having to shuffle from here to there, it's hard to put our roots down to find where we belong. I want to encourage you can find where you belong. Don't land on the fact that I have to be in a house that I've lived in for 40-odd years to create that space of belonging. We can get that from knowing who we are. And I think in the Māori culture, I mean, this is just, they get it, you know. They are forever going back to their ancestors.
It's built in.
It's the us, not the me. It's the us factor.
I wonder if the leaving everything behind approach, or running from things approach, that a lot of our ancestors, it was not that long ago, it's my great-great-grandfather was the one who arrived here, so ancestor doesn't feel like the word, but those people, like, they were wanting to forget stuff, maybe.
Maybe it could be, and they may have come with their own trauma. you know, from the places that they came from. I'm sure they have, you know, the history that comes with them. Some would have come from, you know, war environments and aggression and difficult regimes, probably, and came to look for this new life in New Zealand, like a lot of our ancestors did all over the world, look for this new life. But we can get the trouble with that is that we can get caught up with a lot of people entering a land and then caught up with the history of what went wrong with all of that.
Well, I was going to ask about that because it would be the thing to acknowledge, like our forebears getting, you know, part of that colonization process.
Mm.
And I know from one of my grandfathers that racism was endemic and vicious and amongst that generation. At the same time,
yes,
I guess they had other values that were positive values.
Mm. Well, it's a separation that we create when we're all just trying to live and do our life in the span that we've got here on this earth. That can be a treacherous road for many people as we try and navigate our way through each day. And so this is why I'm wanting to land back on, find out your roots, okay? Because if you can find even just one or two people in your history, your close history, that you can resonate with, perhaps you can find some strength from those people. Perhaps you can look at them and go, you know, there was some tenacity, there was some creativity, there was some something about that person that I can see in myself that I feel has been carried over to me. And sometimes when we can connect to our family like that, our roots like that, it strengthens us. We can wake up to who we are again, instead of believing that you know, we're not good, or we're not doing good enough, or you know, whatever the messages might be that we are feeding ourselves.
Should I tell you some of my family story then?
Oh,
you know,
yes.
My name's spelt weird.
Why is that?
My last name's spelt M-O-O-A-R.
Yes,
but it's just pronounced Moore. So if you meet anyone in New Zealand with that name, they're related to me.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you know about the name?
So my great-great-grandfather was from Bavaria, which
wow.
which is now Germany. He and his brother, the story goes, they didn't want to fight in some particular war, so they left the country. His brother went to the US, and my great-great-grandfather came here, and he married a lady, and they had a bunch of kids, five, seven, something like that.
Yeah.
But they're a bunch of rat bags. They were petty thieves and a bunch of rat bags in Christchurch.
Oh,
and my grandfather, my father's father, decided that both he and his brother decided they didn't want a part of that anymore. And my grandfather in particular left Christchurch and moved to Wellington, where he met his wife. And for him, honesty was a big deal, instead of being a, you know, petty thief and
wow.
a criminal. And my father, that was definitely, for my father, was something I could always rely on him to be honest, and that's a value that I know has been passed on to me. So I guess, is that what you're looking for? That sort of.
Yeah, well, I mean, you would
but,
have.
But they were a bunch of rat bags to start with.
But that's how we learn, isn't it? Like generation by generation, there are what I call the generation breakers that break some of the old habits that may have come down the history of the line, the family line. Some of those things we don't like so much, and developed the other side of us that isn't like that. So sometimes looking back on your history too can help you understand certain things about yourself. So we look at alcoholism and or addictions and things like that coming through family lines, trauma coming through family lines.
Yeah.
They all have an effect on us. So we get that, don't we? We go, oh, yeah, I understand that.
We can't usually follow the trauma too far. I was thinking of one example I know where it goes. Not my family, you can count back two, maybe three generations, but you just don't know what happened before then.
Exactly, but it's a point of interest if you are still seeing something evolving in your family from the history of that family line, I mean, having that information gives you now something to work on to change that. And so if you know your great-grandfather was an alcoholic, your grandfather was an alcoholic, often it misses a generation, I'm told, but anyway. And then, you know, you find yourself attracted to alcohol in a way that's not healthy.
Well, it's a response to trauma, and I guess the trauma can be passed on, but you might have a different response if you're a different person. Yeah, but the trauma still keeps
dribbling through, yep. And so now you have some information that this is a weakness in your family. And so it's probably going to be a weakness for you. It may or may not be. Do you really want to test it out? I don't know, you know. But it gives you some information that you didn't have before, why you may be struggling with this particular problem. Or you may have looked down your history line and find a whole lot of actors in there, or creative people, and you've found yourself becoming an actor, you know, and then you look back and you see in your lineage that, man, it's in my family line. I understand why I'm kind of more geared towards being like this. This has come from my ancestors as well. They were like this. And so it helps us to go, wow, yeah, there's a lot backed up here that I can connect to and learn about in my own history. And don't have to look at other people's history. I can look at my own history and gather strength from that and go, or go, yes, I'd like to drop that off and not carry that through.
Yeah, yeah.
Want to bring that up and develop that and let my kids know about that. And so we carry it through and carry
it on. So are you thinking of, if you want to talk about this on the back, if you have clients or people that you've talked to where this is a helpful process?
Yeah. I use Mason Jury's Te Whare Tapa Whā model to work through, especially at the Tūranga Waiwai, you know, our place of standing. Where do we come from? You know, who are you? Tell me your history. It's a great place to start. And yes, I do. What I'm finding is that people are, like I've said before, lonely, Aaron. We've got a lot of lonely people. Mm. And I understand loneliness. It's a hard place to be in when you are in a community full of people and you see people around you all the time and you're lonely. It's just heartbreaking. So I think that I found, bless my mum's heart for doing all the work she did, and she did so much work on this book. And, you know, I can actually pick that book up and look through my family line and go, okay. By the time I've looked through the pictures, I'm feeling great. I'm feeling like, yeah, I know okay. who I am. I know yeah. who I am. I know where I come from. I know the struggles some of my family have had to get to where they are. I don't mind the greeblies in the families. I don't mind you have the good person and the bad person. I mind the bad person and the things that have happened because they inform me. They tell me a little bit more about myself. There's some people that I look back in my history and I think, oh man, I'm so wrapped you were who you were. You know,
are these people you knew or people you didn't know?
Well, I mean, Dame Edna Everidge, is that her name? She was from Australia.
She's your great-grandmother, is she, Marie?
She was the opera singer? Yes, she was.
No, Dame Edna Everidge is the comedian figure.
Oh, no, I don't want that one. Although maybe she's there or he's there too.
And it was a man acting
yeah,
as a
I thought so.
Man acting
I thought
as a
I got it
well.
Wrong. But, I can't remember. But she, I wish I could bring the name up, but she was the first opera singer to break crystal glass with her voice. And I think something you're looking it up, aren't you?
Yeah, but I haven't done very well.
You probably. Anyway, there
no.
we go. Yeah.
No.
No. Anyway, we're talking a long time ago, but she's in my family line. I've got a pastor in my family line who died trying to save a boy from drowning. It always breaks my heart when I think about it. I think, oh, but, you know, I love that who he was. And I have, you know, pioneers in my family line. I have farmers in my family line. I have musicians in my family line.
I think we all have farmers in our family line.
Yeah, probably. I would say so. And it's looking back, but there's, you know, I've got war heroes. I've got, you know, a grandfather who died in the war. You know, we've got these people that have walked the walk before us. And we are here because of those people. We exist because they were able to live out their life and do what they did. And so, yeah, that's my encouragement, is have a look back, you know, talk to your parents or talk to the ones who know your family history and start questioning, who am I? Where do I come from? What's some of the people that you know that you can bring forward to me that I can know? Because it'll give you a bigger sense of who you are. And when people are, when you're feeling overwhelmed by negativity or the fact that, you know, things might not be going the way that you wanted them to go and aren't so great at the moment, try and look back and find those ones where you can go, well, actually, hey, I mean, I look back at that old lady and she looks like a man and she's in a sackcloth and she's got some chickens around her, and I look back at her and I go, you know, you're amazing. You're incredible. If you can get through, I can get through. Mm. If you can push through that and I can do what I'm doing. And that's how I, many ways, have looked to strengthen myself, is to look at my own family and go, okay.
What about in the case of adoption? Like, I'm thinking about my father was adopted, mm-hmm. and he died in 2011. But his mother got in touch with him when he was 47, mm. I think. And he discovered he had a brother and two sisters, or a half-brother and two half-sisters. But then when she died, his half-sister was looking through her stuff and found something that I can't remember what it was, but she rang a phone number and discovered there was another brother.
Oh, well.
that she hadn't got in touch with, which is... And Dad was born out of wedlock, which was, you know, hugely sinful and shameful and troublesome in those days. So that's why he was adopted out. And then his brother was adopted out, so that's a second one.
Mm.
And we don't know why. We never found out why.
Wow.
But his dad's sister has been very interested in finding, just learning more.
Yeah.
And so she got me to do a DNA test. And because we didn't really know who Dad's father was, his birth father. And we did. There were several possibilities. There were a couple of candidates.
Yep.
Because
family history.
And candidates in the sense that you never really told much at all about it. But there was a guy whose last name was Reedy. Was one of the possibilities. And in the DNA test, I could see, you go on, once you've done the test, it shows you all the people who've got a high degree of commonalities in the DNA. And there were several people there with the last name Reedy. So now. We've ruled out the American serviceman from during the war. He's not the father.
I love it.
The farmer whose last name was Reedy. And I saw these people there, and I'm not really into chasing people up based on DNA connections at all, but I was thinking, what would it be like to get in touch with them and say, guess what, I'm your cousin for an uncle that you never knew you had. Because probably they don't know.
Yeah, probably they don't. And it's a good question you raised about being adopted.
Yeah.
This is a difficult area. Mm. And as a counsellor, I know that with adoption, a lot of people can feel displaced. And it doesn't matter how well you've been loved and how well the gaps have been filled, there still seems to be something missing. And it's not for all. But for some, yes, that idea of where do I come from, who am I, is this forever searching for it. And so, yeah, I think it's heartbreaking. We're lucky we can do the DNA test now, Aaron. Mm. And so some relief can come for those people that they can go in and do a test and get sense of who they are.
You can go to the social welfare department, which is not called the social welfare department anymore.
No, we're a bit old, aren't we?
And get... contact Ministry of Social. Well, I don't know if it's under Ministry of Social. No, it's probably under Kāinga Ora.
I have no idea what the names are.
Doesn't matter. You can go to the government, the appropriate government department.
There we go.
And request information about either where your child went or who your parent was.
Mm.
And even my aunt was able to find out a bit of information.
Awesome.
Well, actually, we found
Here we go.
The documentation put together to approve the adoption. So there was a letter from a policeman saying that my grandfather and grandmother were of upstanding character. You know, words like that. Because talking in the 40s. Which was kind of, that was interesting.
It's interesting, eh? And it is interesting because it's our history.
But describing a person in a way that we wouldn't now.
No, exactly. Yeah. And what does that even mean? And we're so much full of language these days is that would not cut it.
No, but the thing is...
Oh, good upstanding.
It was from a policeman.
Yeah.
So that was considered to be appropriate. Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, so anyway, so we did find those documents.
Yeah, interesting stuff.
But I'm not too... I'm curious, but I'm not hanging out to know.
No, but and I wouldn't say everybody is hanging out to know, but there are those ones out there that do feel like they're wandering around and don't know who they are, you know, and everything in their world around them suggests that they don't belong because they're forever having to shift. And how do we find ourselves when we are forever moving and having to make new relationships and meet new people? It's quite disturbing. We can teach ourselves to be okay with it. But I think that our deeper need within our humanness is to connect and make relationships.
Well, isn't like transience an indicator for problems in childhood?
Well, I mean, it just makes sense, doesn't it?
Jumping from school to school, community to community.
I mean, it makes sense. It's pretty logical, isn't it? If we're not making real relationships with people where we have an impact, they have an impact on us. We might, you know, just even through arguments and things like that, you know, that's how we learn and through shared experiences. But that only comes from building friendships when we're younger and, you know, these friends that we argue with and tussle with and, but they're my mate, you know, and we learn. If those things aren't happening, we're not, where are we learning this? Where are we learning that, you know, my voice has an impact on your life and your voice has an impact on my life. We're just voices in the wind when we don't know each other. The impact is less because I don't have much connection with you, so I'm not going to be so involved with what you're saying or have an impact on me.
That's why I was one of the things that upset me about the WINS approach to getting people into employment. Mm. I mean, right now we're in a period which we haven't seen for most of all of my adult life, where there are not enough workers for the jobs available. But the vast majority of the last 3 decades has been the opposite. But still, WINS has been insisting that I knew someone 15 years ago here who was a builder and they were out of work. And WINS is saying, well, there's a job in Christchurch, you have to, Cambridge, you have to go to Cambridge or, you know, you won't get your benefit anymore.
Yeah.
And it's like, are there no builders available, no out-of-work builders closer to Cambridge than this, you know, and it's like it's just taking someone out of their support networks, is my way of putting it, but away from what you've just talked about as well, that whole
sense of connection.
Our place. It's taking people away from their place.
It is, and you're extracting them. And we know when we extract a tooth, it takes ages for that tooth to heal. It's ouchy, sore.
Yep.
That's what extraction is. We extract ourselves. We pluck ourselves out of somewhere where we've been creating an environment that has, you know, of safety for ourselves. And then we're extracted out and put ourselves somewhere else where we don't know the people. We don't know if we're safe. We have to now recreate all of this, and that takes time and energy. And I don't think it's a healthy thing to do continuously, Aaron. I think for me it's always going to be family, our roots, who we are, connections in our community. That's where we start to grow as individuals, when we feel safe and that, you know, somebody sees me, knows me, I'm known. Otherwise we're just an identity walking around saying, you know, not really connecting. That's not healthy.
So what can you do for someone who's, I guess no one who's been forced to move out of their town ends up in Raglan anymore?
Yeah, isn't that funny? They used to all come here because we used to have all the properties that were not really up to standard. So, and now the properties are up to standard and nobody can afford to live here.
I don't think they all are, but nonetheless,
the majority.
And even if they aren't up to standard, they're still full of people
mm-hmm.
because everyone's so
desperate
for a place to live anywhere. The main question I was wanting to ask is what. So your solution for people who feel lost and ungrounded in the world is to trace back their history, I guess.
Well, it's not the solution, but it's a idea
yeah.
that may help you to get grounded again and find yourself. Please don't get lost in the fact that you're here on your own. You're not. Just like, you know, when you go somewhere, you're the history of your family goes with you. Who you are. Through those people, have a look. Find some ones that make you feel like, "Wow, that was awesome." I'm so ripped. I know that.
Yeah.
And find the greeblies too, where you go, "Ooh, yeah, that's probably not the one I would have liked in my history, but there you are, and I see you, and I know who you are." You know, and be aware and aware of the traits within ourselves that may come through. What do we want to pick up and take forward into the next generation? What do we want to drop down and go, actually, it stops here. It stops with me.
So what have you found out about your family? The other thing, too, of course, is it goes, it spreads wide. You've got two parents, four grandparents, eight great-grandparents, and away it goes.
Look, it goes on and on. What did I find? Well, I understand why I'm so connected to to Irish and Scottish music. It's because I have Scottish ancestry.
Yep.
It's very strong in me. Obviously, my dad was a piper, my brother was a piper, and I was a side drummer in a pipe band. Yeah, I used to side drum on Anzac.
When was the last time you did that?
Oh, my gosh. I was probably about 1920, in my 20s when I was doing that.
Not 1920.
Not 1920. Oh, my gosh.
Not that year.
I'm doing pretty well if it was back then. Yeah, and I loved it. But there was it was something within me that my blood boils almost when I hear that music. And, of course, when I watched Braveheart, I mean, it was like, yeah, I get that. I get that whole idea of Braveheart and the warrior within. I certainly feel that within myself because I feel so connected to that. Culture maybe, or I don't even know if it's a culture, it's just the land, it's what's in the land there, the sense of take it on. And yeah. So that's where I feel my pioneering spirit comes from, is that lineage that I have that is Scottish and Irish. So what did I find out? I find out that I'm really happy about that. It brings a real warmth for me and a real strength, something that maybe not so good. My grandfather was an alcoholic, chronic alcoholic, and caused huge disruption in my mother's family. So that's something. And I mean, I was a drinker in my early years, massive drinker. God took that from me, Aaron. There's no other way that could have. It was overnight.
How old?
I was. I would have been probably 36 then, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. it was an amazing thing. I couldn't stand the smell of alcohol. I couldn't stand the taste of it. And that has been decades for me.
Right, just went bang.
Just bang. And it had to happen like that for me because I think that's the one thing that I probably would have taken me out. And that's in my family history. So understanding that for myself and having the opportunity to move away from alcohol gave me a real insight into what my grandfather was like and what my mother had to go through. And I don't want that for my kids. There's no way I want that for my kids. And so we didn't have alcohol in the house whatsoever. It's just the way I felt to do that, and I'm happy with that. I mean, it's worked well for me, and it's worked well for the family, I assume. well, I'm hoping so. I'm looking at them, I'm thinking, no, they've all turned out amazingly, and none of those traits are there.
Not alcoholics.
No.
I didn't understand that.
Oh,
That's my phone.
Marie's phone is wanting to join the interview.
It
you cannot.
Does it? I don't know. Yeah.
Yes, it's just two of us. Thanks.
Big brother. Big brother.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Don't meet your big brother.
Anyways, so that is my encouragement. You can find many stories in your family that some of your family will know about. You know, even looking back to my younger years and my grandparents and my aunties and my uncles, and I remember being very young and sitting out in my auntie's garage and my dad on the guitar, you know, and my uncle on the guitar, and he was from the islands, and we just, I remember singing and just having so much fun with all of that.
Yeah.
In my family, and bringing those memories back up, you know, and it's like there was history there in my uncle where he brought his island music with him,
yeah.
You know, and we had aunties who could do the hula, and, you know, there was just history there that is rich and wonderful. And so when we had marriages in our family, all my island family would come over, and they'd set up a tent in our backyard, and they'd be there for a week. We'd have island food, and
yep.
It was all beyond me. I was young; I had no idea. Yeah, but these are my people. This is my part of my history, and so I'm still learning my history. I'm still being enriched by the different people that I find as I look back. It is a multicultural. A multicoloured, dare I say, rainbow of people that I come from. And I just feel amazed by that and encouraged by it. So, yeah, that is, my encouragement. You're not alone. You're never going to be alone. You have a history. You have a family that is definitely there with you as you are doing your life. All those parts of them you will find within yourself. Mm. What do you want to pick up and go through with, and what do you want to drop off, because it's of no use.
Well, that feels like a good time to wrap up. Folks, I've been talking to Marie, local counsellor therapist, and every second Tuesday, every fortnight.
Wednesday.
I knew. You could hear me slowing down, going, something wasn't right about that. I've been very tired lately, Marie.
And I think we all are. It's the cooler weather. We're all going to get a bit more better sleep, so I hope.
Yeah, that'd be really good. All right, well, thank you for coming in and putting
You're
up
welcome.
With that.
You're
and,
welcome.
And we'll see you again in a couple of weeks. And I've got a song that I think this might be appropriate. It's Herb's Good for Life.
I was thinking of you today, how we've gone our separate ways. It's been too long since we last spoke, had a laugh and shared a joke. I remember that in the past,
I remember.
You taught me what is good will last. Ever guess, I think you are the very best.
And all is said and all is done, mother, father, daughter, son, lover, friend, husband and wife, your family is good for life.
I was thinking of you today, how you helped me in so many.
Help you.
Things are great, all full of strife.
good for us.